Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, folks. Do not do what your little adorable missus did yesterday, which is to get a flurry of you who called me in the last 5 minutes of the program. All right, I just can't get you all on at the same time. All right, so if you're going to call, which I would be delighted for you to call, just call me, you know, earlier. Call me like now in the next couple minutes. It would be a very good idea. All right. So you don't want your friendly neighborhood psychologist to be any more frustrated than absolutely necessary. Fair enough? Got it. All right. All right. So we asked people, we asked them the musical question, given everything that's been going on this week, which is to tell us how they would improve race relations in America. And it was interesting. I was saying to Trevor that HBO just sent me a film about two things. That there was a story that was written for the New York Times about the fact that in a small town in Georgia, they still have segregated proms. They have a white prom and then a black prom. And as one of the kids said, we play, but we go to school together, we study together, we play basketball, we play sports together. Why can't we have why are proms segregated? And they start them even in elementary school, where they have a black, you know, they don't have proms, but they have the king and queen of the school, like first graders, and then for all the rest of the grades, but they're segregated. So apparently a New York Times reporter was going down to cover the story and got beat up. It was a woman, and she got beat up. And she said she also found another story about, which is, and this is relatively recent, and HBO, I'll tell you a little bit more about it when it gets closer, but HBO is covering it. So the idea that somehow this country is colorblind is nonsensical. It's just not true. So given the fact of the sort of unpleasant reality of Baltimore, and the report came out today that said, I think it's six officers are going to be charged with murder. Apparently, what happened with Freddie Gray is when he was thrown into the paddy wagon, I guess, and it broke his neck, and there's apparently an indentation in his head that he was slammed against the side of the paddy wagon, and it matches a bolt in the back. I mean, it's stomach churning. It really is. So we're asking people, what would you do to improve race relations in this country? Let's hear what people said.
All right. So Tom says, I think voters should judge their candidates by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin or by their gender.
Well, we do have an African-American president. So, mm-hmm. I certainly agree. Listen, I would like not only to judge them by their character, but also their record, and if they're not doing a good job, to throw them out and start all over again. I mean, at this moment, I am just so fed up with everybody on every level, city, state, and national government. It's really frustrating. As you know, one of the stories that we sort of almost did yesterday was the millennials who don't trust anybody. And I think it's one of those things that's not only millennials. I think it's that everybody is just getting to the point where we're saying, you know, whom do you trust? And I mean, historically, we've trust our leaders in theory. That we trust the police, which clearly trusting the police is, first of all, I'm not sure that anybody trusts the police right now, and which is not fair, because most police officers are upstanding, law-abiding, good people. But man, you don't need a whole lot of somebody throwing somebody in the back of a paddy wagon and him ending up dead to have that be an issue. And how could you tell the good guys from the bad guys? And that's something I think that the police themselves are going to have to take on, because there has been this historical thing of most police officers being stand-up kind of human beings, but also turning a blind eye to their less-than-moral compatriots, colleagues. They can't do that anymore. I mean, it's wrecking it for everybody. I mean, it's truly an issue, and, you know, it's something that needs to not be ignored. And I know it's a long-standing tradition of, you know, of the Blue Brotherhood, but still, I mean, it's costing more than it's worth. And it's one of the stories, I think, that we're talking about. Let's see if I have it. I think I do. Yeah, the Justice Department is talking about spending $20 million on police body cameras nationwide. And, you know, I think it has to. If you think about the exposure of abuses of power in the last, say, even 2 or 3 years, and that's discounting Rodney King, which somebody else videotaped, but a lot of it has been because somebody had a camera at the time. And the idea being that if police, I mean, it guards everybody. It guards the good guy cops. It guards civilians. And presumably it means that the police officers are less put in a position of having to rat out their brothers or sisters who are doing inappropriate things because there's cameras on them. So there you go. And presumably the public will feel that there is more of a sense of fair play. Of course, the question is who looks at the cameras, who monitors it, where does the film go, and so it's not going to be a perfect system. But they're saying the body-worn camera pilot is a part of the Justice Department's comprehensive efforts to equip law enforcement agencies throughout the country with tools, support, and training they need to tackle the 21st century's challenges we face. So, yeah. Okay, let's keep going. About what else? Oh, Trevor's getting the phone call. Sorry, Trevor. Didn't I should know that if Trevor's on the line, he can't actually answer my question. So we're not going to take the question for just a minute. We're going to put Jan on the air. Jan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Whoops. What happened?
I think she hung up.
I don't think so. I think that the system disconnected her. My guess is she'll call back.
Okay.
I think it sounded like the system just hung up on her. All right, so let's go. You now have got the impossible task. I'll watch for the phone. You give me the next response about improving race relations.
Okay.
Because I know you can't do both.
Keep
so
it.
I'll watch. I'll watch you. You talk.
The wonders of live radio. Okay.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
Here we go with Susie, who says, "Go meet people. I lived downtown Detroit for 10 years, and I met all kinds of cool people."
You know, it's one of the things I was thinking about yesterday, because I never ask you guys a question that I haven't sort of, I'm not willing to contemplate on my own. And it occurs to me that one of the things that we've talked about in this country for a long time, and a lot of people feel that the way that this country moved forward after World War II is because of integrated. Now, obviously, during World War II, the armed services was not integrated. But following with that, most of the changes have been just exactly as you say, that GIs met each other. They were obviously men, but we now have men and women in the armed services, and we now have integrated companies. And my whole thing has been that I thought we should have, not necessarily a draft, but we should have at 18, when everybody graduates from college, at 18 or college, whichever comes first, or graduate high school, so either high school or 18, that there's mandatory at least a year, maybe 2 years, commitment to the country. And it could be in the armed services, it could be building houses, teaching people to farm. It could be any one of a number of kinds of things where you have people who are rich and people who are poor, and nobody gets a deferment other than if you're sick. And then still there's probably something you could do that everybody does it, which means that we get projects taken care of. We get there's no differentiation between people who can afford to go to school and people who can't. There's no issue about religion or race or sex, that everybody's got to do it, which also I think binds people closer to the country. So that's when I'm in charge, that's what I'm going to do. I don't think anybody's going to vote for me. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I can check it.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blanketpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blanketpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We have our the encore of our interview about Manny Pacquiao coming up in about a little more than an hour. So if you need to talk with me today, now is a good time to call, 855-99-37569. We're looking at the events in Baltimore, and there were sympathy protests in New York, and And the report came out today about what caused Freddie Gray's death, which is really stomach churning. I mean, it's really awful. So the two responses so far had been vote for people on the basis of what they say as opposed to their packaging, which I certainly agree with. And the other is just people meeting each other, which I absolutely agree with. That it's perfectly okay to dislike somebody because you don't like their personality, but that's because you know them as opposed to just dismissing somebody for the way they look. When it's like, you know, the broccoli screw of life. Do you want some broccoli? No, I hate it. Have you ever tried it? No. Well, then how do you know I hate it? I just know. What? All right, so let's keep going.
You know, Dr. Joy, just to go off kind of what you were saying before the break with the kind of concept of 18-year-olds going into some kind of community service, that's a
right.
common thing for in European countries.
Yep.
I spent some time in Germany, and that's what they do. All their kids do a public service at 18.
Yep. And I think it has the advantage of, well, I mean, it has huge advantages. It gets people of who would not necessarily run into each other to run into each other. It teaches people skills. It takes a very vulnerable age and gives you a safe place to be and to be productive. It means that you may learn enough skill that you, if you weren't very good in high school, that you now have some direction about what you'd like to study. And even if you were good in high school, that it's a way of having some real life experience before you go off to school. I mean, there are just so many advantages to it, and we don't do it. And again, I mean, we've had the draft, although we don't have a draft anymore. But that was, first of all, specifically for males and specifically for the armed services. And conscientious objectors obviously are not going to do that. Well, how can you conscientiously object to going and building a park or helping inner city kids work out? I mean, I just think it makes much more sense, and also supplies a workforce and skill training and all sorts of cool things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
As soon as I'm elected, right?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Exactly. What else you got?
Nancy says, you just have to start all over with the babies. Like Dennis Leary says, the only thing his kids hate are naps. I guess that's true.
Yeah, and broccoli.
Right.
All right, what else?
Let's see. Here's something from Kate. Until stupid people stop blaming race for every problem, there's no hope. I am so sick of people blaming every problem they have on race. My family was in the Holocaust. You don't see me blaming every German I come across for my problems.
I think that's true. But on the other hand, when you look at something like the statistic that says basically African-American population are 10% of the population and 90% of the prison population, that one out of every three African-American men can expect to be incarcerated at some point in his life, that the penalties for rock cocaine are completely different than cocaine, and one is a white collar drug, and the other is a blue collar drug, but they work exactly the same. So, you know, that there are really some huge, nearly institutionalized, if not completely institutionalized, inequities in the society, and so blaming something on race, you know, is, and I think that an awful lot of African American leaders have said the same thing that you're saying, which is don't do that. But there are some obvious things that just kind of jump out at you. And as I said, I mean, that was one of those really light bulb moments of the penalty for cocaine use and possession and selling as opposed to crack. They're the same substance, are completely different because one is much more characteristically used with middle or upper class white folk, and the other tends to be used with middle or poor African American folk. So, I mean, hello, they're the same substance. They should have the same penalty.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, keep going.
Okay, Connie says, retrain cops to respect others, have them live in the communities they serve, weed out the racists, invest in poor communities. Problem is, I'm afraid most Americans are racist. We live in a racist society. More young people seem to be a little better on the issue, but is an endemic to this culture. She continues.
Well, there's hang on just a second. It used to be that to be in the police department, you had to live in the city limits, and I think they should reinstitute that law. I know that it was true here. It was true in New York City at one point, and I think then they changed it, which I always thought was a mistake. I think you should live and work in the community. For example, when I lived in Hull, in Massachusetts, the police officers in the town had to live in the town. And it made a huge difference because, first of all, you knew your next-door neighbor. And there was, it almost by definition became a neighborhood watch kind of thing. It was really interesting because I had to be out really early this morning. You don't even want to know why. And there was... traffic was really snarly, and there's this traffic cop that came up to the intersection the same time I did, and it was really fascinating to watch what the cars did when they saw a traffic cop standing there, which is all of a sudden, instead of people blocking the intersection and honking, people backed up, they behaved, because this guy just kind of appeared out of nowhere, and I started laughing. I thought, okay, so much for law and order, but a presence on, and as I mentioned a couple nights ago, just seeing cops, you know, 8 or 9 deep in Times Square, is that by definition is a deterrent. So having police officers, men and women, living in the community that they serve means that they're not strangers. They're going to have some ethnic compatibility and work as a deterrent. I mean, you're absolutely right. And it used to be the coin of the realm. It used to be the law of the land. And I think it isn't in a lot of places anymore and should be. It should be reinstituted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if we want to continue with Connie, she says, I don't think we ever got over slavery in this country either, but I would do all the above suggestions and also create colorblind justice as well. It's a very hard question because, as I said, the way society is structured economically and socially, it is just hard to root out the evil of racism. But doing something about inequality would help.
Well, and at least recognizing it. I was saying to Trevor that I was watching this documentary that from HBO, and one of the comments that one of the guys said, there are a couple of comments that you just sort of shake your head. One says, well, you don't have red birds and blue birds mating together because they'd have a red head and a blue butt. I said, what are you talking about? What does that mean? And then he was talking about, and then there was a sort of a little girl who was saying, we just want our lives to be exactly like our mothers and our grandmothers and our great grandmothers and our. And I thought, no, you don't. You're not wearing corsets. You're not sort of. You use birth control. You use your cell phone. Who are you kidding here, honey? 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
David, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. So I've got three friends that I've known for a while, for a number of years. And two of them were dating up until about 3 months ago. And
they were dating each other?
Yeah, they were dating each other. And then they broke up. And a few weeks ago, my third friend started dating... my friend Nick and my friend Autumn were dating. And my friend...
Autumn being a girl?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we've got Nick and Autumn... And they were
Nick
dating.
And Autumn.
Okay.
They were dating. They broke up about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And then Autumn started dating another friend of mine named Kevin.
Okay.
And recently things between Nick and Autumn have gotten really strained. And
why do Nick and Autumn see each other anymore?
Well, no, they see each other. They were seeing each other quite a bit. They were seeing.
No, I know when they were dating each other, but once they broke up, how long did they, were they together, David?
They were together for, I think, 2 years.
Wow. Okay. How old are, David, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. Are Nick, Autumn, and Kevin about the same age?
Yeah, I think Kevin is 21,
okay.
Autumn's 19, and Nick is 18. So we're all relatively the same age.
Well, you're the senior member of the group. All right, so
I've almost always been the senior member of my group.
Okay.
I've also been my mother had issues with relationships, and I've learned. At least I'd like to think that I've learned a lot of about a lot of potential potholes. And
so you're kind of a psychologist in training, huh?
Well, sort of.
We call that a fit.
I'm not going to school, but I mean, I'm watching relationships.
I got it. All right. So David, we've got Nick and Autumn have been together since he was 16 and she was 17 for 2 years. They've been apart 3 months. Kevin is now seeing Autumn. How much did the four of you all hang out together?
Well, Kevin and I, we knew each other when we were going to the junior college together.
Okay.
We had a class together.
Got it.
I haven't really seen him since then, but I consider him to be a friend. And Autumn and Nick, I was hanging out with two or three times a week.
Okay.
Until I started to work out of town, and then a good friend of mine went off and joined the Army.
Right. So, but David, my real question is there any reason for example, the four of you to hang out these days together?
Not the four of us, no.
All right. So I'll tell you what. Maybe who? Maybe what? Kevin?
Well, I can hang out with Nick, or I can hang out with Autumn and Kevin. But I can't hang out with Autumn, Nick, and Kevin because
Nick and Autumn are broken up and Kevin's moved in awfully soon. The deal is that, David, if Kevin and Nick don't know each other, I mean, in some ways it's not relevant. Do I think 3 months after a two-year relationship is enough time to get over it? Probably not, but they're not going to listen to you. Would I tell Kevin or Nick that the idea of getting involved with somebody else was a good idea? No, especially on long distance, especially at their age. But I'm not sure anybody's going to listen to you. And what you can do is either get out of the advice business, and I will tell you that giving advice on the radio when you have people calling in and saying, please tell me what I should do, and you can hear that not all of them are thrilled with what I tell them to do anyway. But the deal is, doing it in your private life will not work very well. So if all four parties were calling me, I would say to Nick, too soon to date. I would say to Autumn, too soon to date. I would say to Kevin, you know, she's on a rebound. Be her friend for a while, and you can move in another 3 or 4 months in terms of dating her, not moving into her house. And I would say to you, David, that beware of offering advice to friends, because quite often they just get angry with you about it. So I think what I would do is probably sort of say to them, look, here's the best advice I can give. I know you're not going to pay any attention to it. And I think you can still remain both Kevin and Nick's friend as long as you don't talk about Autumn.
I think that the woman that is coming to this area should hang out with her, but don't date her, and definitely don't have a intimate relationship with her, a physically intimate relationship with her, because I think that you are still a little too wrapped up in the relationship that you had with Autumn, and I think that it would be better for you to wait at least a couple more months before you start to have an extremely serious relationship.
Well, I think you're right. I don't know. What do you think his response is going to be?
That he's over Autumn and that
you should mind your own business.
Well, not entirely, because he's called me a number of times in regards to this, and Autumn recently said something to him that struck a very personal nerve with me. She said that he hit her
Ooh.
Which, kind of to explain, she is a green belt, a top tier in green belt in karate.
Okay.
Which basically means that if she goes up a belt, she has to register her hands and feet as lethal weapons. So the idea of him ever harming her in any way, in any physical way, just
doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't believe it, and most of the people that that Nick has talked to would that know her personally would say the exact same thing. And the other thing is that I had an ex-girlfriend who made a claim like that, and I almost ended up in juvenile hall for it. So,
well, but David, then first of all, I think I get it. I get that we don't trust Adam particularly, that your sympathies are with Nick. But and I think, listen, my dear, I think Nick and Kevin probably need to stay away from each other. I think the only thing that's going to save everybody on this is everybody's young, except you, and you're not that old. I think your advice to Nick is spot on, but rather than saying, I don't think you're over Autumn, which he's just going to argue, what I would say is, look, give yourself some time to be your own guy, to date around, to see who's around, which means, you know, and if this woman is going to be here, she needs to relocate. You don't want her glomping onto you like a barnacle because you're the only person she knows. Hang out a little bit. Get to know her. I'll tell you what, if you'll sort of not date anybody for till, let's say, Labor Day or the 4th of July, you know, Independence Day, I'll get you I'll buy you a month membership on Match or something. But I think your advice is right. I just think that sort of telling somebody that they're not over somebody doesn't work very well. And I think there is a revenge factor going on here that Nick is feeling, well, you know, I need to find somebody quickly because Autumn's already found somebody and people will think I'm the loser if she's dating somebody and I'm not. So again, it's not that I argue with your advice. I just argue with the sort of the way that you're presenting it, because I just don't think it'll be effective. And as I'm sure you've discovered, that telling people things they don't want to hear doesn't work very well. But I think saying to him, look, how about if you just hang out, and maybe even saying you don't want her to glom onto you because you're the only person she knows, that could be, you know, really claustrophobic for you. How about just hanging and, you know, we'll go to dances or we'll hang out. But I think that's much more likely to compel him rather than saying you're not over somebody.
Yeah, and trust me, as somebody who quite often has, as one of my friends says, you give really great advice to everybody but me, which means everybody hates my advice, right? I mean, I know you guys trust me, as opposed to you just don't want to just, but that does have anything to do with me. There we go, just simply doesn't. All right, I was talking earlier about millennials and not trusting anybody. They said there are 10 major societal institutions, and the millennials trust exactly 2, which is actually probably more than, and the 2 they choose, which I think are a bit bizarre. The 2, would you like to guess who millennials trust, Trevor? The 2, because technically you're a millennial, right? You're what, 28?
27, yeah.
Okay, yeah, millennials are 18 to 29. The 2 major institutions that millennials trust, which I think is bizarre. Guess.
That's a tough one. Maybe like local businesses.
No, good guess, but not. I don't think they actually included those.
Okay, I don't know who would even
the military and scientists.
Oh,
I mean, I think that's a very strange combination.
Yeah,
they never trust the press. They don't trust Wall Street. They don't trust Congress. They don't trust the federal government. They don't trust the Supreme Court. They don't even trust the police. Wow. The military and scientist. Who knew? 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, as I mentioned, we're going to do an encore presentation of the interview about Manny Pacquiao in at the last half of the of next hour. So if you need to talk with me, call me now or at the, right at the beginning of the next hour. We haven't done any emails for a little bit, and they're backing up on us. So let's do an email here. Okay, Trev?
Okay. Here's one from Sandy, who writes, Hello, Dr. Joy. I just wanted to get your advice about how to survive in a world with so much negativity. I find myself happy most of the time, but other people get me down. It's not even their fault because life is hard. Recently, there have been many illnesses in my family. Talking to people about these issues brings me from a feeling of happiness to sadness. In turn, I don't want to start talking to others about my now problem about feeling down. I want to continue to be positive. Please give me a way to help.
Okay. Let me suggest a couple things to you, because I think you're right that I've told the story before of giving a speech a bunch of years ago, and someone raised their hand and said, "Is depression contagious?" I don't think you're talking about depression. I think you're talking about sadness, and they're very different things. But to a certain extent, I think that being around negative people does tend to make us less buoyant, less resilient. So the first thing I would suggest is you get yourself a notebook. Because I'm not suggesting that you wander around happily whistling all the time, necessarily. But there needs to be an outlet for the sadness that you're feeling and the sense of loss or grieving. So a notebook can be really terrific of just getting it out on paper. And you don't necessarily have to show it to anybody. You can reread it yourself. And the advantage is severalfold. The first I already mentioned, which is venting, of just so you don't have to keep it all inside yourself. Second, it's private, so you don't necessarily have to share it with someone else and feel that they're either they get tired of you being unhappy or that you're going to make them unhappy, or so there's that because it's private. The third, and perhaps the most valuable of the three, although all three are valuable, is it gives you a perspective. So you can write it down and then go back and revisit it in a couple of hours or a couple of days or a couple of weeks and remind yourself going forward that you go through crummy times, but you survive them. You can be resilient. I suppose the fourth is also that just by writing it down, it feels more manageable. It makes you feel that it's sort of getting it off your plate. I've shared with you folks, I'm an inveterate list maker, and as opposed to something kind of banging around inside my head or keeping me awake at night or distracting me, if I put it on the list, then I know it's there, I know that I can go back to it, and it has less immediacy at that moment for me, especially when I'm focusing on something else, and I don't have the sense that I'm going to forget it or that it's not going to be that important, because it's already concrete someplace. So I think those are the four reasons that I suggest. Number one, getting a notebook and just writing stuff in it. And while you're getting a notebook, somebody gave me one of these years and years ago. I think it was when I actually left Boston, which was a very long time ago. And somebody gave me some stamps and some stationery with my name on it, which I thought was a brilliant idea of keeping in touch with people. But the other thing that they did was they gave me this notebook, which has a picture of a smiley baby on the front. And when you turn it upside down and backward, it has a picture of a crying baby. So the idea of in the same place, you have your happy thoughts and your miserable thoughts, and going back and forth between the two is very helpful. So that maybe you don't have to even get the same notebook that I have, but you can just write smiley face on, just buy yourself a spiral notebook and put a smiley face on the front, then turn upside down and backwards and put a frowny face, and having both in the same place is very valuable, because you get all the advantages of the things that I mentioned first about the venting and privacy and perspective, and it's no longer banging around inside your head, but it also gives you a place to kind of offset it when you're feeling happy, which can be very valuable. Which gets us to issue number three, which is when you're feeling bummed about something, and this is surprising how simple it is and how effective, of instead of sort of, especially if you're having a hard time sleeping, instead of saying, "Oh my gosh, you know, my mother's sick," or, you know, "My father's not feeling very well," or, "I'm really worried about that funny kind of red thing on my toe," write it all down, but then sort of give yourself permission to think three things that are going well in my life. It may be something as simple as, "My hair is shiny today." It doesn't have to be, "I won the lottery." It can be something really very specific and very limited. But and for lack of a better term, the concept of gratitude is now getting to be very hip. That everybody has gratitude diaries, and I think that's fine. I mean, I'm not against hip, but the concept has been around for a very long time. I remember a song from when I was a kid when you're worried and can't sleep, instead of counting sheep, count your blessings. And it really does work, of reminding yourself. And it may be something as simple as I said, is that, you know, I'm the best sneezer in third grade, or my hair is naturally curly, or I was going to say my back doesn't hurt, but I wouldn't make it a negative statement. I would say my back feels good today. And it really can offset, because it instantaneously gives you a perspective. It reminds you that basically, you know, that the things are okay. They may not be perfect, and there may be some challenges, but that because it's very easy to focus on the negative. I had a discussion a bunch of years ago with Joan Rivers, and she and I were both talking, because we were both working at the same radio station, and we were talking about the fact. I think I was actually around her at one point. And Larry King, believe it or not, I know I'm name-dropping a little bit, said the same thing to me. I did his program at one point, and somebody called up and said, "Oh, I just love you." And Larry turned to me and said, "You know, how does that make you feel?" And I said, "Oh, you know, it's okay, but I think that people just feel that they should say that." And both Larry and the listener laid me out in lavender. He said, "How dare you? You know, learn to accept a compliment." And, of course, they were exactly right. And Joan and I were having kind of the follow-up conversation to it, which is, if either of us would get like 99 emails that say, "You're the best, you're the smartest, you're the funniest, you're the nicest," whatever, that the one person says, "You're fat," or, you know, your use of English is deplorable, that's the one we'd remember. There is that tendency in human beings. And I don't think it's necessarily women more than men. Hard to know exactly that. But if people, we sort of feel that somehow, if people are saying positive things, that's nice, but it's when they say negative, we feel it's truth. You know, and it's, there's a not very good book with a brilliant title that's called The Imposter Phenomenon. And I think it really is a result of capitalism, of Madison Avenue trying to convince you that whatever you are is not okay. And therefore, if you buy this product, you'll be okay. You'll be lovable. You'll live long. You'll be beautiful. You'll be desirable. And so it is almost inherent in our society that whatever we are is not okay. But each of us can offset that by just writing it down and reminding ourselves what we're grateful for, and looking for things to be grateful for. All right, whether it's a tulip or our naturally curly hair. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private, secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever, for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.